800 firefighters have been working through the night. The focus remains on the three major fires in the Blue Mountains area. The concern over the next 3 days is that these fire fronts could merge, and if that were to happen, the entire World Heritage Area could be threatened. There are two roads through the Blue Mountains, the Western Highway and the more remote road to the north called the Bells Line of Road. And it's the communities along that road which are dangerously exposed to the fire front. RFS spokesman Kane Lampkin joins us. Kane, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, good morning.
Kane, can we start with the State Mine Fire? That's the big one which takes in Lithgow, some of the Hawkesbury and Blue Mountains regions.
Sure.
What's the latest on this fire front?
Yeah, look, that fire is still burning near the township of Bell. It continues to burn around the areas of Dargan, Clarence and Bilpin. There is an emergency alert on that fire. The communities of Bell had been advised to leave, and they should be travelling on west along the Bell's line of road towards Lithgow.
Okay, so it's still possible for people to leave and travel along Bell's line of road in one direction only?
Yes, look, that's correct. Our advice is for the people that at the western side of Bilpin Village, they should head east along the Bells Line of Road towards Richmond. Those people who are east of Bilpin Village, they should travel east towards Richmond also.
And how big is the fire front?
Look, this fire front is huge. It's it's an unprecedented event for us. The amount of fire that is on the ground is just something unheard of for us, and it's going to go on for many, many weeks yet.
Is it still travelling quickly? How many k's has this fire been travelling every day?
Yeah, well, look, obviously overnight conditions eased somewhat, so the fire did slow down somewhat, and the immediate threat was kind of eased a little bit, but we're looking at incredibly hard conditions over the next few days. We're dealing with unparalleled fire weather conditions at the moment. The situation is extremely serious.
I'm looking at the Bureau of Meteorology forecast for the next few days for Sydney. It says for tomorrow possible afternoon showers and 29, and for Wednesday possible showers and 33. Is that a better forecast than the one you're working from yesterday? Are things looking like there may be some rain that might help or not?
Yeah, look, certainly any sort of rain would be welcome, but look, we're going to need a significant amount of rain, and we're not just talking a shower or two, we're talking a number of days of rain to really help us out with these fires, and that certainly isn't on the cards yet.
I know one of the big fears for you managing it there and the firefighters on the ground is trying to prevent this major fire from merging with the fires in Mount Victoria and further down the Blue Mountains in Springwood, which one's the first to go. How hopeful are you that you can prevent that merging?
Yeah, look, we're hoping and praying that these three fires don't merge and combine to make this large fire, because if that does happen over the next few days, the predicted charts that we have, could see a significant impact on populated areas should that forecast materialise.
So what would that mean in terms of moving beyond, completely through the Blue Mountains and beyond to areas like Penrith?
We're looking at areas of going through Kurrajong, through the Hawkesbury and certainly into the western suburbs of Sydney.
Now, you've told residents of Mount Wilson and Mount Irvine that they may be isolated for several days. Mm-hmm. Have you any idea how many people have decided to stay in the area and defend their houses, and how are the firefighters feeling about that?
Yeah, look, I don't have the numbers at this stage, but there are sometimes where people in a fire affected areas, it is just safer for them to stay in place. We obviously put firefighters in those areas to protect them as they are, and we just deal with those situations. I mean, sometimes it changes and we can get them out, but quite a lot of times, particularly in those areas when there's like one road in and one road out, the safest thing for them is just to remain in place.
We're speaking with the RFS spokesman, Kane Lampkin, about the fires burning in the Blue Mountains area. Kane, the Premier declared state emergency powers on the RFS yesterday. That means basically the firefighters can do what they assess needs to be done to make things safer. That could be just arbitrarily cutting off electricity and gas supplies to houses. It can mean ordering people to evacuate. Has there been any use of those state emergency powers yet?
Look, no, there hasn't overnight, and yesterday afternoon we didn't have to use those powers, and to be honest, we're hoping that we don't have to use those powers over the next 3 days.
And generally, have people been evacuating when you've wanted them to evacuate, and what happens if they don't?
Well, look, people in those areas are, you know, they're well aware of the threat that that is posed towards them, and they're generally very good when we ask them to do things, particularly when firefighters on the ground have spoken to them. They understand the, you know, realise the enormity of the situation, and really you know, sort of get out of those areas, because you know, most of the time they can actually see what's happening. They can see the fire front coming towards them, and they get a real sense of what's going on.
Okay, well, we wish you every luck with it. It's a huge job, and all those people on the ground fighting those fires, good luck, and all those people trapped in those fires, good luck. Thank you very much, Kane.
Great, thanks, Fran.
Kane Lampkin is a spokesman for the RFS, and of course those Blue Mountains fires aren't the only ones burning. In the Southern Highlands, the Balmoral Village fire is still uncontained, I understand, and there are 56 fires burning across New South Wales, 12 of them uncontained. If you want more information on the New South Wales fires, you can head online to abc.net.au/news/emergency. And if you're local, tune in to your local ABC.